We'll have more in local news coming up, but right now let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland and the man with the plan, John Boggs.
You know, Jeffrey O., last night one of the biggest things on Facebook was the Peyton Manning move, and I found it interesting there were a lot of women with comments on there talking about how many boxes of Kleenex they went through with the announcement.
They'll have to retire their pink Peyton Manning jerseys.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will bet that Indiana will be covered with a number 18, and it won't matter if it's in a green jersey, a red jersey, or a blue jersey. But as soon as he lands somewhere, everybody's going to go out and buy number 18 jerseys.
You know, one thing about him, he's a very classy gentleman.
Yeah, one of the commentators mentioned yesterday that he and Jim Irsay both should have an A-plus for the way they handled the situation. It wasn't a great situation. It had to be done, and they did it with class and about as well as you could do.
The only sticking point I've got is if it's not about the money, then what's the problem? You know?
Yeah, well, you know, there's yeah. the real world, and there's the world that all of us fans want, too. So, but today we have with us Dr. Darlene Taylor, Alicia Leonard, and intern Stephanie Hafner from LifeBridge at the Jay County Hospital. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Darlene, tell us a little bit about LifeBridge, kind of describe what it is and you know, with the aging of America, the baby boomers all getting into retirement age, there's a big market out there for what the services you offer now.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
LifeBridge is a senior behavioral health unit at Jay County Hospital. We've been there about 6 years, and we do serve seniors, people 55 and older, who have either a mental disorder that's affecting their life, affecting their ability to stay where they are, whether it's home, nursing home, assisted living, etc. Those mental illnesses may be depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, some anxiety. So we'll see some exacerbation of symptoms, and then they will come into our unit, and they will stay for 10 to 12 days. They'll have their medication evaluated. Doctor will see what they've been on, what's working, what isn't, and then we'll just keep them there and have them participate in our programming. That is, they will see a social worker there, and she will work with them in groups or individually. Also, they will have activities by our activity therapist, Teresa. She's fantastic there with them. And so they'll have a full programming, and they'll see the psychiatrist 4 times a week. And their families are always invited when we do treatment planning days, and that's on Monday and Thursday afternoon, so that they can see the progress their family member is making. And then we just kind of work together to, as a team, to help them decide where is this person going next, back home, where they came from, or elsewhere. The other population that we serve is people with dementia. And as you were saying, that's a growing problem in our world. And I think Alicia is going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Alicia, you did a presentation recently for a chamber luncheon called your Virtual Dementia Tour.
Yes.
Can you explain to our listeners kind of what that is and I'd like to talk a little bit more because I've gone through it, and it is very sobering.
Yes, it is.
But tell us a little bit about the tour.
Okay. The Virtual Dementia Tour, what it is we call it a window into their world. And, you know, you never really can understand what it's like to have dementia until you've walked in someone's shoes. So what this presentation does is it gives you the opportunity to walk in their shoes by simply putting on a few different things to alter your senses. And then I take you into a room and ask you to do five very simple tasks. And then what happens is that you come out with the experience of what it's like to have dementia. You mimic confusion. You can mimic wandering. And you get the feel of what it's like to actually have that disease process going on in your own body.
I know you at the health fair last year, you set it up, and because I had someone in my family that was affected, we talked a little bit about it, and I went through it. And I have to tell you, I was very emotional about it. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't realize what they're going through.
Yes.
And to think that, you know, I can take the headphones off and get rid of the static, and I can take off the glasses and be able to see, but that is something that these folks are locked into, and it's going to change for them.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's a very sobering fact that when we go through this virtual dementia tour, what you know, I always like to tell people is that, you know, the actual directions tell you to keep that individual in that environment for 10 minutes. But it's very hard for someone to stay in that environment for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What tends to happen is they sit down and they give up. They ask to leave. They take their equipment off, you know, because it's just that sobering to be in that environment. And, you know, I always, you know, tell them, what if I would have made you stay in that environment for 10 minutes? How would you have felt then? You know, and that's very, very sobering to think. You know, and I always tell them, an individual with dementia, they never get better. Mm-hmm. It only gets worse for them day by day. And, you know, educating the family, helping the families to understand what they're going through, you know, maybe they have answered questions that they can answer by going through this virtual dementia tour. And, you know, we're there to help give them resources. We're there to help them, you know, in this process, because it's a process that's for the length of the life of the patient.
Right.
And, you know, we're there to help guide them and direct them in the ways that they can go, you know, helping them, you know, if their loved one begins to show exacerbation of their, you know, symptoms, you know, they might need to come in and have meds readjusted. And the reason why is because sometimes they might begin to show behaviors of some sort, maybe agitation, or they're hallucinating or having some delusions, not eating, you know, refusing to take meds. You know, they can come in and get their meds readjusted, and lots of times they can go back to the environment that they came from and stay for an extended amount of time. You know, and that gives them better quality of life.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes in those instances where, you know, that the family is really stressed and really burned out. And, you know, being a caregiver is one of the absolute hardest things that you can absolutely do for another individual. And, you know, we provide those resources and help them get them to a proper place where they're going to be cared for, you know, to get them the best quality of life, because that's what it's about, getting them the best quality of life for the rest of their life.
Yeah. That's, as I said, that's really something, and it's very sobering. I advise any listener who has any interest or any knows anyone that's involved in dementia or any diminished capacity, ought to go through that tour.
Absolutely. And I provide that service
mm-hmm.
for nursing homes, family individuals. If they want to call the hospital, call us at our office at area code 260-726-1867. That's Darlene's number. And, you know, or my cell phone number at 765-729-4567. They can get in contact with me, and I can provide that service for them so they can have a better understanding.
Wonderful. Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about dementia. As we mentioned just off the air, it's not all dementia is there are some that are reversible.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that when we come back. But right now, let's go to you, Jeffrey O, and pay a couple bills. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Darlene Taylor and Alicia Leonard.
You know, John, real quick, that dementia virtual tour.
Yes.
I actually went through that, too, and that is, you know, it's amazing.
I know. It's you understand very quickly why these people that have it have this look of resignation on their face, because that hopelessness of not being able to understand and not being able to take the goggles off or the earphones off is just...
Yeah. And then you tried to listen to what it was, and you couldn't make it out, and then you thought that you were doing the right thing, and you're absolutely doing the opposite thing.
I know. So I'm going to be really a poor patient if I ever get there. But the good news is, Jeffrey, I'll take care of you if you get there.
Okay. Very sweet. All right. Thank you.